so it is good day to you, huh? Ho, ho, ho. Good day to you, and good day to you, and good day to you. Good day to you, and you, and you, and you, and you. Ah, we see your bright and shining faces and the light that is radiating from within you. We see that energy and that frequency growing and expanding in so many ways that you are the radiant light of the universe. You are the expansion of the next step. We plead with you, dearest. Please, do not stop by tomorrow. Look at your action step and take that action. If you don't know what your action step is, draw the correlation between your loves, your talents, your desires, and what you're good at. And create that again. You see, what we see from individuals who have indeed facilitated this is tomorrow or the next day. They say tomorrow, oh, I'm just going to rest today. I'll start things tomorrow. And then the next day comes and they say, oh, well, I've got busy today, so I can't do it today. Oh, and then the next day comes, and then the next day comes, and then nothing happens. And then they feel bad about themselves. And what happens then is that reinforces that old program that you let go of not being good enough. So stop it. Just stop it. Instead, what is one thing that you can do beyond a shadow of a doubt? It may be very simple, tomorrow. I'm going to ask you to commit to that. Tomorrow, not Tuesday, not Wednesday, not Thursday, but tomorrow. For you see, if you do one thing every single day, it will get done. And your greatest heart's desire will come to fruition. Now you may think, well, I want a sweetheart, and that's my greatest heart's desire. What can I do tomorrow to get a sweetheart? Well, first of all, you get to become your own sweetheart, dearest. You get to love yourself enough to magnetize a sweetheart to you that has the same frequency as you. Understand that this is not something that you just take this fun class and let go of. This is a frequency that you're in right now, right at this moment, to live for the rest of your life. How great is that, eh? To be in this vortex, to be in this frequency of joy and power and strength and laughter and singing and dancing and playing for the remainder of your days. How does that feel? That is the choice. Is it possible? Oh, what's possible? Everything. The people in this room are saying everything. We know you are as well. Everything is possible. You can create anything you choose. Anything. If you wish to facilitate this class with people that are over 60 to remind them that they're not dying, they're actually living until they actually do die. So, teach them how to live, and that is your intention, so be it. So be it. What is the first step? What are you doing? What else is your dream? You want to have a retreat center by the water and in a mountain and blah, 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 blah. We heard long, long ever. The key is retreat center. What can you do? Start looking for property, maybe. feel this frequency that you have right now. You want to not work at the huge show. You want to go here and do with this and play this all the time. What does that feel like? Huh? Good. Very good. Yeah. That is the frequency that you're in right now. Anchor that in. Take a deep breath. Take another deep breath. Take another deep breath. And so it is. You see, it really is that simple. We know that there's lots of classes that are umpteen hours long that teach you how to manifest and teach you how to stand on one leg and how to write this organ purchase order. That is old frequency. Now, whatever you feel is achievable. And then what are you willing to do for that? You heard the stories of what the vessel and the joy did for that. And does it pay off? Yes, because you are here. If they'd missed any of those steps, you would not be here. You are now the ambassadors of the possibilities that are infinite in this world and on this planet. Oh, yes, we know all kinds of things are going up in the air and moving round about and exploding and things in the streets and looting, blah, 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 blah. Is that really what you want to focus on? Or do you wish to focus on what difference you can be on this planet? You will learn. You are learning that no matter what happens, you get to be of service. If you are of service, then your life is loving and rich. That service does not mean you have to sacrifice your own joy or your own happiness. That service means that you serve humanity with your joy, with your happiness, with the things that you know. So they can be shared. We've not told you anything you don't know intellectually, but we want it in the cells of your field. Just pat yourself on your chest, pat yourself on your arms to get this information into the cells of your field, this frequency right here, right now. And then breathe it in. You know, every time you hear yourself saying, I can't do this, you are right. As the Vessel Maryland's first grade teacher says, can't never did anything. I can. I can do, see, have, experience everything I choose. Repeat that to yourself. Mm-hmm. I can do, have, experience everything I choose. I am a being of light, and the universe is my cheerleader. Breathe that in. Repeat it. I am a being of light, and the universe is my cheerleader. You see, it is truly all about knowing that you're not flapping out there all by yourself trying to pave a new way, even though sometimes it feels like our team is reinventing everything because they can't seem to find it on the internet, because they're forging new pathways. You are forging new pathways in the old ruts of your life. Those old ruts, when you look backwards, they don't exist any longer. Unless you choose to recreate them. That is a choice as well. So when you look back on your life and you look at what's happened, we want you to see a nice flat surface. And when you look forward, we want you to see that arrow directing your pathway to wherever you get to go. That is our choice. We came to this planet and this dimension to assist with the shift of this planet. You also came to this planet to assist that shift. That is your service. By sharing the wisdom of everything is possible with your kids, your friends, your relatives. Now, understand that sometimes when you say, well, I took this big workshop this weekend and you're doing this and this and this and this and this all wrong, that's not going to get it. You cannot convince anyone of anything. Instead, just live it. Just live your life. And as you live your life the way you were destined to live your life, then those in your world will want some of it. And they will ask you, what is it that you did differently? What you've changed? What is different about you? And then you can say, well, I'm happy. How about that? Well, I'm learning to be aware. I'm learning to breathe. I'm learning to choose happiness. Instead of really thinking about all those things that maybe don't seem to be happening the way I wanted them to, instead I'm thinking about the things that I do choose. You know that every time you go back and say, yes, but this is happening and that is happening, that yes, but is about showing your butt to everything. Stop it. We love your butt. As the vessel Marilyn says, bottom. She does not like the word butt. We love your posterior. But you don't have to lead with it. Instead, lead with you. You see, every time you hear yourself arguing with what's possible, change your bracelet. Because that is an old vibration. Every time you hear yourself thinking, I don't know how to change your bracelet. Instead, I can learn how. Google is my friend. I can learn how. Someone I know knows, and they will share the answer with me. I can take it into meditation and find out how it is. Everything is possible. Just to give you the example, the vessel Marilyn was down in the studio teaching a class, and there was someone walking around upstairs, and we've been looking for a stapler for months while we've been here, and Randy has not known where the stapler was. We heard somebody walking around, and Randy said, and the vessel Marilyn said, well, it is Karen, it's your wife who passed away, and she was looking for the stapler, and she found where it was, and then she told Randy where it was. Everything is possible. Everything is possible. So what are you breathing into? What possibilities are you feeling right now? Can you verbalize them? Can you verbalize them?
My possibilities?
Yes.
Absolutely, I can.
Can you verbalize them? Can you verbalize them? So let's do it all together. One, two, three.
My joy will be intending.
We are expanding into a stadium of people to get the messages that are coming in and shifting the consciousness of this planet. And it is all possible. As each of us are taking the next step, how did that feel?
Great.
Yes, yes. Exciting, yes. Woo! Yes. Then your little posterior wiggles, huh? Understand that in that frequency, everything is possible. And every time you feel yourself sort of dropping down, every single time, know that you are the blessing to the world. You are the ones we've been waiting for. You are the heart, you are the hand, you are the eyes, you are the voice, you are the frequency of this planet. You are making a difference in your world. And by you simply making a difference in your world, you are also making a difference in the world of everyone. Shift, and the world around you shifts. You can't convince anyone of anything. You shift. Be the light that you are. Be the love that you are. Be the difference that you are. We see who you are. We see your excitement right now. We feel your feelings right now. Now, feel it again. Tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day. Take action. What is it that you're choosing? And realize that just because you choose something right now, or just because you chose something yesterday, does not mean it's what you're going to choose tomorrow. That is the joy of humanity, is changing. So understand that you are an evolution. You are evolving to connect with the frequency of this planet. We are in love with you. Mm. We are your cheerleader. Mm. We are the one that ever so gently nudges you, whispering in your ear, saying, yes, yes you can. Just say yes. Yes, just say yes. Just go ahead. Take that step. Say yes to that. And even though sometimes it's a little scary, you always land on your feet. Because we are there holding you as well. We love you so deeply. We've asked the Master Randy Luna to stay and play a song and remind you of your own magnificence. You can put that picture up. Don't push it yet. But this is what we want to tell you of how magnificent you are. How magnificent you are. Just put your hand on your heart and just state that out loud. I am magnificent. I am magnificent. I am magnificent. I get to have anything I choose. Repeat that. I get to have anything I choose. I get to have everything I choose. I get to have everything I choose. I get to have everything I choose. And I am worthy of that. And I am worthy of that. And I am worthy of that because I am magnificent. I am the heart and the hand and the voice of this planet. I am the truth and the vision of this planet because I am me. And there is no other me in any dimension. And for that I am grateful. How does that feel, dearest, huh? You are magnificent. And we bid you namaste.